farmers are the lifeblood of our country. They literally provide us with the sustenance we need to survive. But there is a silent epidemic among the farmers in America's heartland, suicide. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, people working in agriculture, farmers, ranchers, fishers, and lumber harvesters, die by suicide at a rate higher than any other occupation. It's actually 5 times the rate of the general population and twice that of military veterans. Now, Arizona Representative Tom O'Halloran is sponsoring a bill to address it, dubbed the Stress Act. It would increase access to mental health coverage for farmers and other agricultural workers. Debbie Weingarten is a freelance writer who spent time as a vegetable farmer in southern Arizona, and she spent the last several years covering the suicide crisis among America's farmers as a writer. I spoke with her more about her own story as a farmer and why she felt compelled to write about this when she left it.
Well, I quit farming and left the farm in 2014 and, you know, was going through a lot of personal changes, divorce, young children, all of that. And I started writing professionally. And this was just the story, the topic that I could not let go of. Farmer suicide, I knew from, you know, my own experience, having dug into the research as a farmer, that this was a completely underreported and kind of hidden crisis across our country. And I just couldn't let it go. So I just kept digging. I interviewed lots of farmers and advocates over, you know, the course of 5 years.
So how widespread is this? I mean, are we talking about just here in America?
This is a global crisis. So what we're seeing here in the United States echoes what we see in other countries. So for example, most people that I talk to about farmer suicide have heard of the farmer suicide crisis happening in India. For good reason, there have been over 270,000 farmer suicides since 1995 in India. But, you know, in France, there is one farmer every 2 days dies from suicide. In the UK, one farmer every week dies from suicide. So it's quite widespread.
Right. So what does some of the research say about what might be behind this?
In the CDC report, they suggested some possible causes, social isolation, potential for financial losses, barriers to and unwillingness to seek mental health services, which are often limited in rural areas. So ultimately, there are just so many factors that are beyond the farmer's control that really impact the behavioral health and the well-being of the farmers.
Yeah. Is that what you experienced? You talked about the financial hardship behind it, but it's like you're worried about a freeze or that kind of thing?
Yeah. I can actually remember one fall in particular when we had an early freeze. It was like a freak freeze that nobody was expecting. And we still had butternut squash on the vine. And it was clear suddenly that the temperature was going to drop. And if we didn't pick the squash, you know, we were going to lose the crop. Mm-hmm. And so I can remember, you know, holding my infant son, standing at the window of the kitchen, watching the farm crew try to pick up the butternut squash as fast as they could before it got dark and before it froze. And I think we lost about half the crop, which translated to thousands of dollars. So, yeah, I mean, it was not long after that experience that I reached out for help. It's incredibly stressful when your livelihood is intertwined with so many unpredictable factors.
Yeah. I wonder also how much of this is sort of the signs of the times. I wonder, has it always been this hard, or is it something that is getting harder?
I think it's always existed, but I think that we see farmer suicide rates rise and fall in correlation with the economic hardships of farming. And I think that something that many people don't think about right now is that we're actually in a farm crisis and it's deepening. So the projected median farm income for 2018 is negative $1,316.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's across the United States. Farmers are losing money producing food for the rest of us.
But we absolutely need that industry.
It's a critical, I mean, we can't survive without food, and so we can't survive without farmers. It's an absolutely critical industry. It's the foundation of our entire society.
Yeah.
And so I think that this statistic of farmer suicide, to me, reflects, you know, more than any other thing that I've seen, the fact that, you know, we have a system that isn't working for farmers.
Yeah. You mentioned that when you reached out for help, it was really hard for you to find it. There were not resources out there. So let's talk a little bit about the Stress Act that's been introduced by Tom O'Halloran here. What was your reaction to that? Do you think it does enough?
I think it's a great start. The Stress Act would reauthorize something called the Farm and Ranch Stress Assistance Network, which was actually approved in 2008 as part of a farm bill, but it was never funded. So this would absolutely provide life-saving resources for farmers across the United States in the form of counseling, crisis telephone and web services, on-farm behavioral health workers. It would also convene a task force to study the issue more fully, which I think is really important. So yeah, I think that this is a great step in the right direction.
I wonder what you think needs to be done beyond laws. Is there a cultural change that could take place where we recognize and value farmers in this country?
Yeah, I think that for whatever reason, I think that we've lost some of the value in working with our hands. And, you know, as our country has moved in the direction of white-collar jobs, we have left behind, you know, the folks who are doing the manual labor, the folks who are growing our food and our shelter and our fiber. And they absolutely need our support. And there does need to be a cultural shift, I think, in terms of how we view and respect and provide resources for those communities and those people. I also think within the industry of agriculture, I've heard a lot of talk about smashing the stigma of mental health issues and mental illness. And so I know that within the industry, there seems to be a lot of tearing down the walls and smashing that stigma and really encouraging farmers and their families to feel comfortable reaching out for help.
Debbie Weingarten is a freelance writer and a former vegetable farmer in southern Arizona whose work has covered the farmer suicide crisis in America.